Welcome to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast, your resource for real estate strategies, tips, and best practices to take your business to the next level. There's no reason you can't double your sales. So let's get to it with your host, Kristen Brindley.
Hello, all. This is Kristen Brindley, your publisher of DC Metro and Nova Real Producers. I'm here with Jen Mack. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
She is our cover story. And if you didn't check it out yet, she's our September cover story, page 45. And Jen, you know, she's been part of real estate industry as a realtor for 15 years. And she's a mom, a wife. She has lived in a lot of different houses. I love the party trick you were talking about earlier, being able to see a house in a picture and be like, oh yeah, that's in this area of Alexandria, or it's in this area, and knowing where that house is. Her team, you have 5 agents, and it looks like in 2020, you're going to do over $50 million in business. Mm-hmm. So listen up, everybody. It's definitely someone to learn from right here. So Jen, you know, you're a real smart gal. Why real estate? Tell us your journey. How did you end up in real estate?
Yeah. So first of all, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I went to University of Texas in Austin, and I've always been more of a worker really than a scholar. I mean, I did fine in school, but I was always really happy to just be done with it and get on to where I could be working. So I graduated college in 3 years. I got a Spanish degree because I went to the counselor or whatever, and I said, what degree can I get to graduate the quickest? And so they looked at my high school credits and college courses I wanted to take, and I wanted to study abroad, and they said Spanish will be the fastest, 3 years. And I said, okay, awesome, sign me up. So I did that, and then I went to a job fair, and you know, the big job fairs come on the college campuses, and I went to the job fair, and I had zero interest in any of the employers that were at the job fair. And I was like, okay, I guess the bachelor's degree is not gonna, you know, do it for me. So I decided to go straight into graduate school and get my MBA. So I did that. And then when I was finished with that, I started working for software companies in Austin, Texas. And that was at the height of the tech boom. So it was a really fun time to be in tech. I was, you know, early 20s and kind of hopped from one startup to the next and have just had so much fun. It was very extravagant times. Now that we look back, it was, you know, not always great money management probably on the part of those startups. And as a result, a lot of them went out of business. We had the tech bust then. But I loved that. And then got married. My husband surprised the heck out of me and decided to join the Army. And we moved to Fayetteville, North Carolina from Austin, Texas. And got to Fayetteville and kept working for the same company, working from home for a year. There's no high-tech startups in Fayetteville. At least at that time there weren't. There may be now. I don't know. And we bought our first house, and like a lot of realtors, they remember back on their experience, right, of buying their first home. And we had an okay experience. There were some things I definitely thought, oh my gosh, I could have done a better job than he did. So after working from home for a year, I decided to get my real estate license and went to work for the top producing agent in the city as her licensed assistant. And she taught me so much. She taught me everything. She's still my mentor to this day. We talk all the time. And that was 15 years ago. So that was when I kind of started my career. And then we moved around a bunch after that, ended back up in Virginia about 10 years ago, worked as an operations manager for a team, and then got licensed in Virginia and have been selling on my own in Virginia for about 7 years. And I love it. I think it's a great career. I think it's really great for, you know, to be a working mom selling real estate, I think is great. And, so it's been fabulous. I can't imagine doing anything else.
That's a pretty great journey from tech startup to, you know, working on that team, and you still stay in contact. That means great humans involved. I love it when people retain those kind of friendships. What's been your biggest challenge as a real estate agent?
So I would say that, as most people know, this job, especially if you're doing this job at a high level, it's very stressful. And one of the things that I am very intentional about and that I work really, really hard on is managing that stress level and then helping other realtors to kind of shorten their learning curve, because mine has been long on learning how to manage that stress. And so I like to help other people to shorten that curve so that they can start putting some things into play earlier in their career that can help them with the stress. Because I think for some people, like I said, doing it at a very high level, the stress is enormous. And it can be difficult to deal with. So I think that's probably the biggest challenge that we face. You know, we're usually dealing with people's biggest asset. Emotions are running high, tensions are running high. We work with every type of personality that you can imagine under the sun. And a lot is expected of us, right? We get paid well, but we earn every dollar of that because of our ability to make things happen, to solve problems, to make sure that people are getting the most amount of money, you know, when it comes to their sale. And it's a lot on our shoulders. I don't know many realtors who don't have some sleepless nights over it. So I would definitely say figuring out how to manage the stress is a big challenge. And something that's very worthwhile to spend time on.
And that's wonderful. It's because you all care. What has been most rewarding, do you think, for you?
I would say starting my team, which I started my team very quickly after I started working on my own in Virginia. So I've always kind of had a licensed assistant or a buyer's agent. And now, of course, it's grown. And, you know, watching those team members, there's just nothing like it. You know, you get to the point where I'll have a closing and barely even realize it. You know, like we just kind of stop celebrating our own closings after a while. Whereas early in the career, it's, you know, go out to dinner, have the bottle of champagne, make a big deal out of it. And now when you are doing real estate at a high level, we really don't stop to celebrate our own accomplishments. So you start wanting to celebrate other people's accomplishments. So that's so rewarding to me, to see the excitement on an agent's face, to hear it in their voice, and be a part of them sort of fulfilling their aspirations is so incredibly rewarding for me. I can't imagine that ever getting old.
Speaking of aspirations, what about for you? How does real estate fit into your dreams and your goals, Jen? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I would say, you know, obviously for most people, their dreams or goals require money usually, right? Like even, you know, travel, having freedom, more time with family, all of those things. And I think that real estate is a great way to achieve wealth. And as realtors, we're in a unique position to be privy to a lot of great opportunities in real estate. And I think that my opinion is that not enough realtors take advantage of those opportunities. So that's another thing that I love teaching about and sharing about. I'm an investor myself. And so I think that our insider knowledge that we have of different opportunities, if we take advantage of that in a good way, can really help us, you know, on the financial side of achieving our goals, as well as the fact that as you're building a team, our in-person presence is required less and less, right? We're still connected, we're still available, but the opportunity to have flexibility in our schedule and do that traveling, you know, you have to earn that, right? But once you've earned it, and you've got great people working with you, you know, real estate fits in perfectly with that ability to have some more freedom and flexibility.
Can you define success for us?
So for me personally, I measure my success based on how much of my time I'm spending doing things that only I can do. So the more time that I'm spending doing things that I could be leveraging out to other people, the less happy that I am, right? So my goal is to structure my day so that I'm spending as much of it as possible doing only the things that I can do, which is leading, mentoring, coaching, negotiating, advising, being with my family. Those things can only be me. If there's tasks that can be somebody else and I have figured out a good way to have it be someone else, do those things in excellence, to me that is a success.
So can you tell us about your family, please?
Yes. So I have an awesome husband, Chris, and I got him to be a good sport and be in some of the pictures in the magazine. And he is, I would say, one of the keys to my success. And when I'm talking to younger agents, I say, be careful who you choose to partner with, right? I mean, their support is really something that is almost essential to have. The real estate profession has a very high divorce rate, and that's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about, but I think that it's important to think about that, because real estate really isn't just a job. It's more of like a lifestyle. And so, so Chris is fantastic. He's very supportive, you know, but he also knows when to put his foot down and say, no, that's not happening. You need to rethink that. So he's a great kind of sounding board for me, and, in general, though, extremely supportive and very proud of me, which is nice. I have a daughter who is almost 13. Her name is Riley, and she is amazing. She is my helper. She helps me make things happen. She's creative, just a joy to be around. And I love to drag her with me on as many real estate errands as I can get her to come with me on, because she's really good. She has a good eye for things and helps me out a lot. And then my little guy, Dane, is 8, and he is just this hilarious little kid. I love him. He, you know, I get to just be playful when I'm around him and kind of lose that, you know, businesswoman side of me and just sit on the floor and build some Legos. And I think that's really good for me to have. So yeah, that's my immediate family. And I've got a lot of family in the area, and love spending time with them, and definitely part of, you know, my reason to want to have success so that I can, you know, treat them to fun things and, you know, go on trips and spend time with everybody. So.
Well, it sounds like you have another generation of realtor right behind you and Riley, and
we will see.
You know, curiosity. I love what you said about spending time, you know, with Dane, with your 8-year-old. Curiosity as a leader, I feel like, is really important. And you talk about leadership a lot. I know it seems very important to you. So I think that's fantastic. What are you currently learning about?
Well, funny you should say leadership, because that honestly, through the COVID crisis, I would say leadership has been more important than ever. And it's also been more challenging than ever to be a leader. And I look at our leaders in our nation, and, you know, on a national level, and as well as on a local level, you know, you look at I was listening to the school board meeting last night and thinking about these people with just an impossible job, right? Leadership is more important than ever these days. And I have several leadership positions through a networking group that I'm a part of, and through my church, and then of course on my team. And so the more I can learn about leadership, the more I, you know, I feel like I can grow as a person, as you know, an employer, and you know, do a better job of supporting the people around me that I care about and the organizations that I care about. So I don't think we can ever learn everything there is about leadership. It's such an important topic to study.
It's a journey, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Are there any books or classes or inspirational quotes or things about leadership or that are your favorites that you'd want to share?
There's a book called Playing Big, and it's by Tara Moore. And I pulled it out in preparation for this because I wanted to make sure I got it right. Her last name is Mohr. And the book, it says Practical Wisdom for Women Who Want to Speak Up, Create, and Lead. And I read it several years ago, and I've read it again recently. And I think that it's an awesome book for any woman who wants to grow as a leader, you know, not even necessarily on a real estate team, but just in general, you know, the concept of playing big in life and not trying to shrink ourselves down to fit what other people are comfortable with, but being willing to step outside of that and say, you know what, this is what I want for myself, and I know that I'm capable of doing it, and I don't need to apologize for it. And I have a plan, and I'm going to make it happen. And, you know, not worrying so much about what people think or whether people are comfortable with what you're doing. Because other people growing makes a lot of people uncomfortable. And you have to be willing to step away from that and not let it influence you in a negative way, I think, in order to really have the tenacity and courage to keep going.
Yes, I 100% would agree with you. And people are uncomfortable with change, right? And growth and change. What are your hobbies and interests outside of the business? Like, is there anything you all like to do together?
So we love to be in Colorado. My parents live there half the year, and so we spend a lot of time in Colorado hiking, snowshoeing in the winter, just being outside in the mountains. My family loves to do that. So we have a hike that we take as a family every summer, and we try to get a little farther and farther every summer, which is really fun to do with the kids and just kind of see their progression. So that is something that we love to do. I love to exercise, which I'm fortunate that I actually like to do it, because I know for a lot of people, they don't like to, but I think that as a real estate agent, you know, going back to the whole stress issue, exercise is so important. So pretty much every day I'm at Orange Theory. I'm like a fixture there every morning doing my thing. And I think that it's a fantastic way of managing our stress level. And I see a difference every single day that I go work out in the morning versus not working out in the morning. I see a difference in how short my fuse is, my patience level for people around me, my ability to really, you know, think creatively and to just have that stamina to get through these long days, which especially during COVID are harder than ever, I think. So I think that that's really important. So spend a good amount of time working out, and I love it.
That's fantastic. What do you think sets you apart or makes you different?
I have always been told that my tenacity is what sets me apart. So I grew up in a family where we were really not allowed to complain. And I don't necessarily think that's the best way to grow up. I have changed that mantra in my family. I think that there's some very healthy complaining that is good to do. But we really, growing up, it was like, you don't say I can't, you don't say I don't know, you don't say I can't figure it out. That was not something that was ever acceptable. And so in real estate, I always say our job really is solving problems. That's our job, right? So at first everything's fine. And then all of a sudden, you know, the issues come up, the problems start, and we are solving a series of problems one after the next all day long, which can be exhausting, by the way. But that's our job. That's what we're paid for. So especially when I'm hiring people, so much of the interview process is figuring out whether that's their way of thinking as well, or whether it's coming across roadblocks and then immediately looking to me or to somebody else to figure out a solution, rather than being tenacious enough and having that grit to really work through things enough to come up with solutions that are win-win and that work for everybody. That's really what we're paid to do as realtors.
Do you feel that that's your biggest reason for success, or do you think there's another main reason for your success?
I think that is probably the main reason: grit and tenacity. And I think the other thing through all of that is being able to do all of that while maintaining an air of positivity and optimism and confidence. I always tell the agents on my team, our clients want to work with people who are fun to be around, who are positive, who aren't always, you know, complaining or negative, or, you know, this is going wrong. Like, they're looking to work with somebody high energy with a ton of positivity, someone who is thinking outside the box, and we have to be able to maintain that throughout the transaction. And, you know, sometimes it's hard, but that's where that stamina comes in. And, you know, having positive influences coming into us in terms of what we choose to intake, books, social media, people around us, all of that. And then that's going to really reflect throughout the work that we do with our clients.
What do you think is something that you have done that other real producers absolutely should do?
Keeping track of every single person that you meet is really, really important. So our database really, right, is such a big key to our success. And making sure that every single time we meet somebody or have a real estate related conversation, were actually keeping track of that person in some way. I always say that if I had, from day one, if I had kept track of every single real estate related conversation I'd had and communicated with that person systematically up until now, I would be a gazillionaire. So I think that it's a really common problem. We think we're going to remember people. We think we're going to write it down later. So I think coming up with a system to keep track of everybody is really, really, really important, and will lead to so much success if we can do that, stay organized with that.
What is the greatest lesson or lessons that you've ever learned?
So my dad always said integrity is non-negotiable. He learned that from his mentor, General Julius Becton, a great Army general who my dad had the pleasure of working with for many years. And he taught us that. So that's what I go back to, you know, whenever I'm struggling with a decision or, you know, trying to come up with a way to do something, how can I do everything in integrity every single day? And I want to surround myself with people doing the same thing. So integrity is non-negotiable. I say it to myself and we say it to our kids every single day. So important.
That is beautiful. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered as a woman who did not compromise on anything really. And of course I compromise all day long, right? But you know what I mean? So coming up with a way to live life on my own terms where I can accomplish all of the things that I want to do concurrently. And, it's not easy, but I like to think that I can sometimes set that example for people who want more for their life, but they're just not quite sure how they can make it happen with everything coming at us and things just being really, really hard and challenging. I like to help people think of ways to be creative and make good choices. And something I heard recently from Jen Hatmaker, who I love, is she said, if it's not a hell yes, it's a no. So when somebody asks you to do something, you know, you have some obligation. If it's not a hell yes, then it's a no. And because every single thing that we say yes to, we're saying no to something else because we only have 24 hours in a day, you know, and we look at such successful people and it's like, how do they accomplish everything with the same amount of time that I have? They're just wiser with their time. So everybody who knows me knows that my calendar is never far from me. I always have it right next to me. I'm on paper. I love it. And, you know, all day long, it's what are my priorities? How can I make everything work? And am I spending my time really doing what I want to do? Or is there a better way to do this?
I love that. Are there any fun or impactful stories that you'd like to tell us? I love to have a fun story in here somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. I had a client probably 7 or so years ago. It was one of my first listings after I started working on my own in Virginia. And she was a business person, and I really liked her. I really had a lot of respect for her. She was very successful, and we had a really good rapport. And I remember on one of our first appointments together, we were outside in front of the townhouses, and we were walking, and she was showing me something. And the bottom of my heel had fallen off, and I was making this clicking noise as I walked, right? Because the bottom of my heel had fallen off. And I had noticed it that morning, and I just thought, I don't have time to figure out some other shoes. No one's going to notice, and I wore it. So we're walking down the sidewalk, and she stopped me. She said, Jennifer. And I turned around, and she said, let's talk about your shoe. And I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to like lay into me. And she said, you are a successful woman. You are going places in your career. People notice small things like that. You need to pay attention and not present yourself in that way with that broken shoe. You need to leave here and go directly to get your shoe fixed or to buy another shoe. And the lessons that I learned from that, number one were, you know, the details matter, right? So I'm never going to wear a broken shoe to an appointment again. But it was a bigger lesson than that for me. It was women helping women. She was bold enough to not worry that I was going to get my feelings hurt, that I was going to get upset, that I was going to be nervous or start crying. She was bold enough and confident enough to say, I'm going to share this lesson with someone. And she's probably 20 years older than I am. somebody, I'm going to share this and it's going to be something that's going to help this person. And she was willing to do that. And I'll never forget that she did that. And so I always try to take the opportunity when I can do the same thing and help another woman out or a man. I'm bold enough to do that. And every single time the person sincerely thanks me. And so I think that we need to not be scared to help each other out and to point things out and to call people out on things that we think they might not be aware of, because I think that it will contribute to everybody's success.
I absolutely love that. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on. And you heard it here at Nova Real Producers. If you haven't checked out Jen's story, definitely do so. And, you know, thanks so much, Jen. Appreciate
you. Thanks for having me, Kristen.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Success and Support Podcast. To get even more information to take your real estate business to the next level, visit KristenBrindley.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and tune in next week. And until then, please leave us a review on iTunes.